legal tobacco trade. This comes weeks after new legislation was announced to increasing the penalties for the sale of black market cigarettes, along with giving health authorities additional powers. Crisafelli has not elaborated on these plans or whether police will be involved, but he ensures that more changes will be made, saying, quote, "Watch this space." Currently, Queensland Health is responsible for enforcing cigarette laws, with more than 5.2 million cigarettes and 1.2 tons of loose tobacco being seized from Queensland retailers over 12 weeks from July of last year. A UQ-led study has found that mistrust of electric vehicles has led to a conspiracy mentality. Surveys conducted by the UQ Business School found that people were more likely to agree with false statements, such as that electric vehicles are more likely to admit electromagnetic fields that impact health. Dr. Chris Better says that the scale of acceptance is concerning and poses a significant challenge to the global transition to a more sustainable transport. Survey respondents were more likely to concerns of agendas exaggerating the benefits of electric vehicles, which demonstrated that the public understanding of sustainable transport had been skewed. The research program also involved the University of Hohenheim and aimed to address the prevalence of misinformation surrounding energy-efficient technologies. In national news, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is set to address the National Press Club in Canberra at midday today, with plans to outline his priorities for a second term. Currently, the Albanese government is facing pressure from its backbench to move quickly on sweeping changes to environmental laws after a contentious gas project was granted provisional approval. The gas project, which was approved by Environment Minister Murray Watt, extended the Woodside Energy-operated NW Shelf gas project to 2070. Labour MP Jerome Laxell says he will lobby the government to ensure Australia's climate targets are considered when future coal or gas projects seek approval.
Housing Minister Claire O'Neill has signalled that a second-term Labor administration will move quickly to boost construction on delivering 1.2 million homes. Ms O'Neill vowed to simplify local, state and federal planning regulations by leading a council of planning ministers. Master Builders Australia CEO Danita Wong said the cost of building a home had skyrocketed by 40% over the past 5 years, while construction times had ballooned by 80% over the past decade. Won is hopeful the ambitious goal of 1.2 million homes comes onto the market would be achieved with the new government. In international news, Israel has been accused of breaching international law after an aid ship to Gaza was stormed in waters near Egypt. Israel seized the ship Madleen's content yesterday and arrested the crew, including climate activist Greta Thunberg and French member of European Parliament, Rima Hassan. The ship, its contents, and crew were taken to Israel yesterday. Lawyers for Freedom Flotilla, the organization responsible for coordinating the voyage, said the ship was stormed in international waters. According to lawyer Hidil Abu Salih, Israeli forces abducted the crew in international waters and took them to Israel with the intention of deporting them for illegally entering the country. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with some light winds. It's currently 15 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 19. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Hang on there. There's some other news that has broken this morning. The announcement of Z50. We were talking about it beforehand. You're all excited about going and seeing?
Very much, yeah.
Yeah,
the lineup.
Oh, what a lineup. It's great that even young people like the lineup.
It looks good. Like, I'm really excited to go.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. Well, see, Regurgitators from my era, you see. So, yeah, it's good that, well, they did do the kids show for a while, so, it's going to be a fantastic day. I think I even might make my festival come back.
Oh.
I haven't been to one for a very long time.
Right,
I think
time to
I
do
will
it
be
then.
There. Well, let's hear more. I've got some artists lined up from the day here on Workers Power on 4ZZZ.
celebrate half a century of underground radio, subcultural creativity and independence at Z.